I thought, it's not difficult for me to get there. I wanted to know if everything was as sacred as we had been told. So I grasped this idea more and more firmly, and I was already close, close. And what did I see nearby? Whole walls of ghosts. Then I wanted to go through them, but they would not let me and asked, "What do you want there?" "Yes, I want to go to the Pope ETMS house. You have no business there. Who are you? Who gives you the right to stand guard here?" "Well, we don't owe you an answer. We won't TMT let you through." Now I thought I will try it somewhere else. There is definitely a gap. I would also like to explain. The Pope has his human guard, but he also has a guard of spirits. They are those who simply banded together to protect him. So I withdrew a bit, "You float over things." But I wanted to get into that sphere, and actually, there was a gap somewhere, I got through. But I was not where I wanted to be yet. I saw another wall of spirits near the Pope, and they spoke again, "What do you want?" "Yes, I want to go through." "No," they said, "you won't TMT get through. We stand guard here for our Holy Father." Then I gave up and went back to my world. Because I thought I should get information about what right they have to stand there and why I am not allowed to go through. In my world, where I lived, I would talk to someone, sometimes with someone else, sometimes with someone else. In the house where I lived, I had a special friendship with a ghost. I asked him, "Tell me, what right do they have to build a wall around the Pope?" Then this spirit said to me, "Why are you interested in such things? Do you think that these are high spirits? These are spirits who are followers of the Pope and believe they are offering him protection. But do not think that dark characters like those you met in church do not have access to him. They have it exactly as you saw it with the people in the church. They also do the same with him, if they have the opportunity to interfere, depending on the person's thoughts. If he is weak, then it is easy for them to grasp his thoughts. If he is strong, then they cannot do anything." I said that it would surprise me and I would long to come close and see all these things, and why these spirits actually still had such power over me, why they could stop me. "Yes," they explained to me, "you see, Wapman not a pure spirit yet either. These spirits are like you, although different in their views, and so they have their opportunity and the power to block your path." Well, if it was not beneficial and beneficial, I would not necessarily want to go there. Then I was told, "It is completely pointless for you to concern yourself with such things. There are already millions and millions of spirits who are busy with such pointless matters in which they achieve nothing. There are so many spirits that come together and believe that they can form a wall around a person and protect them. But the angels of heaven get through and so do the devils." It was also explained to me that from a higher point of view one can form a spiritual protection around a person, that good spirits can take over the protection of a person and that they take serving beings aside to carry out their tasks. I wanted to earn heaven, but I saw that I still was not met. I still did not have access to that beautiful sky. Then I tried to help the simple people, to cheer them up a little, to convey some happiness to them. And if I succeeded, if I could, I was able to steer away from a sin or something unjust, I was particularly pleased. I kept going back to my world, and then it happened again that the message was spread, "We go again to here. The angels of heaven are coming to sing for us." So I went back to listen. I only wished that they would come closer, they were still so far away. So I also prayed, listened and prayed. Prayed that the way to heaven would now be opened to me and that they would explain to me how I could best turn this heaven. This time the singing lasted a little longer, and as we looked up at these heights, we saw beautiful beings approaching us from different sides. So I thought, now the time has come. We will be dealt with. They came near us, took a spirit by the hand and led it, talked to it, and I waited for one to come to me too. But they kept walking past me. Well, I wanted to be patient. I was not that unhappy. But I wanted to come to this beautiful heaven and be united with all those I had prayed to. Now I knew, I still have to endure, itatms not time yet. Then I went to the people again and I visited the church because I saw, there are many there who lay down their fate in prayer, who declare to God, you see my life, help me. It is the spirits who pay attention to these prayers, which are said with power. I could also see that where people prayed like this, truly beautiful angels of God approached them. I also saw the guardian spirits, how they were here or there at a distance from their prote tilde copyright ga tilde copyright and then left together with him. So I did it again. I chose a person who was particularly worried and I wanted to strengthen his trust and hope. I accompanied him to his workplace and tried to cheer him up and lift his spirits. I did that to so many people. I had my joy, my satisfaction, in being useful and helping in this way. Then I went back to the place where we had heard the singing, but without being told that the angels of God were coming to sing. I was sad. I prayed, but no one came to me yet. As I was having these thoughts, someone put their hands on my shoulders and I looked up and saw a beautiful figure before me who said, "Now, Mary, I will lead you. But heaven is not that close for you yet. We have now seen your zeal, and you can fulfill your task in God's plan of salvation in this way, but now under the leadership of an angel of God." Yes, I wanted to know what his name was and where he came from, and I wanted to know whether he lived with Christ and with all the saints. I got an evasive answer, but one answer: I live in a beautiful house. I have many brothers and sisters, they are all as beautiful as me, and we only have one goal, to help our brothers and sisters. And this spirit, he was just as beautiful as those who had stood so sublimely in that church and worked so energetically there, he too was wrapped in silk and velvet. He said, "My name is Mitter. Mitter, I am happy. Will you always stay with me now? I cannot always stay with you, but you can accompany me in my tasks. I am a missionary spirit," said this spirit Mitter to me. Oh, how happy I was, because now I had a beautiful creature at my side and I was proud to walk with him. This spirit informed me about the work plan he had in mind for me. The path goes to people, but also into the depths to the unfortunate spirits, and one also has to assist those who are dying. There will be enough work. Oh, I wanted to do it, and I was told that I had shown that I could work in this way, that is why I was called upon to do it, and if I now fulfill my work in this way, I would be reunited with him spirit who was my child on earth and who has now become so beautiful. My guardian spirit and my guide would also support me in my work with people and with the unfortunate. So Mitter took me out of my house and gave me precise instructions, and we went together. And so I was able to learn more and more about her and her house. She explained to me, "In the house where I live with my blessed brothers and sisters, there are the mission spirits, the spirits of salvation, of love, of familiarity, of strength, and you will also occasionally make the acquaintance of them." Yes, I wanted to know what the name of the house was, whether there were many such houses exist, and whether they are at the top of heaven with God. Yes, they explained to me that there are many heavens and many beautiful houses, wonderful castles, and that Mitter lives in such a beautiful castle. When the time comes, I can also enter this castle. But first I still have to prove myself. Now I am at work and I was able to see those friends from this wonderful house in my work. They visited me, they greeted me, and I see them here and near you. They are friends, good friends of yours. My job now is to prove that I really care about moving forward, that I do not become lazy or careless in this helping and serving. This is how it was explained to me: how great are the zeal and the endurance, how sooner you will be able to enter these beautiful heavens. Well, that is how I spoke to you and told you about my experiences. So I will visit you too, bring you the strength, together with this missionary spirit Mitter. May God's blessing accompany you. The blessing of salvation fill you. God bless you. Joseph, God bless you. I am Joseph. My dear brothers and sisters, you now once again heard a spirit speak about his experiences. Do you have any questions about this relationship? Dear Joseph, I am interested in the time problem. Maria said that she could not cope with the time. How does the measurement of time happen in the eternal? Somehow these infinite periods of time also have to be measured? Joseph, yes. They are well measured, in the highest heights, by God. What are these time units? Are there eternal ages or eternal years? Joseph, I cannot tell you about that now. Maybe I will have a chance to do that another time. According to Mary's story, the church seems to be a special playground for lower spirits. Would not it be better if such troubled people went into the forest or into a meadow? Would not they then be freer from these bad spirits who apparently aim to attack people who are already in need and are looking for help in the church? Joseph, yes, that is just it. These dark figures know that people are making their way to church. It would be good, as you say, if they went out into the forest or somewhere else in nature and would pray there. The chances of such challenges would be fewer. They are not excluded, but in these vast spaces there are so many good, helpful spirits who can approach people in the way this Mary did. Dear Joseph, the guardian spirit of this worried younger woman had to distance herself from her. Is not it true that in times of trial you can go wherever you want and these lower spirits have a right to deal with you? Joseph, yes, unfortunately that is TMS the case. That is why a person's decision must come from within themselves. It was the case with this person that he was marked by fate. So it was his fate that happened at this point in time. Now he had to prove himself or make the decision himself. And this independent decision could only be made if it happened completely freely, without any influence from the good spirit world. Because it is clear that the good spirit world wants to support and help every person. But the other side would say, that a TMS not justice. And so it was agreed at the time, in the fight between Christ and Lucifer, that the lower spiritual world had the right to influence people and lead them into temptation. That people themselves have to find the way from within. Therefore, it is good not to act so hastily when making any serious decision, but to sleep on it again, in order to give the opportunity for these others to step away and for the good spirits to find their way to you again. So many things will become clearer for people if they do not always judge and act so quickly. We have heard that the spirits who formed the protective wall around the Pope were not high spirits. But does such a wall seem to offer a certain degree of protection against spirits of equal status? Joseph, compared to people of equal status, yes. So unpleasant influences can be warded off by such spirits. Joseph, yes, but you know, it is like this, these equal spirits also have access to this person and can inspire them accordingly. There are still enough of these people who find their way to him, and they simply take the right not to let others in. But in this way there is not just one such ring, but they are different. So first such a ring was formed, then other spirits found, yes, we can form such a ring again at a further distance. This is how it was done, and this is how these spirits become dependent on each other in a certain sense. Dear Joseph, it obviously means a great disappointment when you come to the afterlife and have to realize that what you believed as a human being is not true. This change is not easy. Joseph, yes, that is right. That is why this spiritual being was given the opportunity. Now it has dedicated itself to helping and assisting others, and this is something essential, something important in God's plan of salvation. Because there are so many who are simply happy where they are and do not make any great efforts. It is the same with you people. There are hard, working people and there are those who like to avoid work. Well, in God's plan of salvation you love those who are diligent, because in them you find support and you push them forward. Dear Joseph, we are missing one statement in Mary's descriptions, namely that it was her intention to see the Pope and see how things were going there. This result was not announced to us. Joseph, yes, because this spirit has come to the realization that it would be pointless to move forward, that it learns nothing and sees nothing and that it is insignificant. I thank you. What kind of worries were the young woman? Joseph, yes, you know, that would go too far, I do not want to go into that. The following questions are from the May 7, 1958. Questionnaire response. Mary had reported that there were many lower spirits in this church. But during the wars it was observed that many churches enjoyed special protection. That would also have been spiritual protection? Joseph, yes, you can imagine that in a war where people ask God for help, helpful spirits are there and also provide this protection. Does this protection only occur because of prayers, or does the building also play a role as a work of art, for example? Joseph, number. The churches are usually also artistically valuable? Joseph, yes, yes. But that is again in the interest of people. We are interested first in human salvation. We also have art treasures in the afterlife. Experience report of the ascending spirit being Maria and answering questions from spirit teacher Joseph by mediator Beatrice Brunner in the hall on Mar 1 Quarten Kaldenstrasse, Zurich. Template, tape recording, next headline, May 7, 1958. Irmgard, like a former mistress, gained insight into their mistakes. Unpleasant encounter with former servants. Greetings from the control spirit. Irmgard, God bless you. I was given the task of giving you an explanation of my spiritual experiences when I entered the afterlife. Two beautiful figures stood next to me when I opened my eyes to this other world. They did not talk to me much. My parents were the two, and I did not think they were particularly beautiful. I also looked at myself as best I could and thought I looked terrible. In my memory I still saw my body in front of me, the shroud that had been put on me was precious. But the garment with which I arrived in the afterlife was not precious. The two beautiful figures accompanied me into a house and said, "This is your home, this is your house." I was horrified, there was a large space and many, many beings, and I was supposed to live with them. No, I did not like that. I tried to get away from this house. My first desire was to get nicer clothes. I looked for my own clothes. I found the way to my former home on Earth easy, I was drawn to it like a magnet. Then I went to the closet and picked up one dress after the other in my hands. I tried to put one on, but it just did not work because my hands went through the material. I just could not believe him. It was the same as with the doors and walls. I could get through them all, there was no obstacle. I could also hold these clothes in my hands and they melted away, and yet they were there. I was looking for my jewelry, I wanted to have better appearance. But here it was the same again. I tried to take everything into my hands, and it flowed out of my hands, it was like a fog, I could not take anything. I could touch it, but I recognized, yes. Where I now have to live, there is a different wealth, I had to leave mine behind and all material value was lost. I became unhappy because I was used to wearing beautiful clothes and now I was an unsightly sight to the others. Now, well, I went back again, I was simply drawn back into the house assigned to me, where the many other beings lived. As I was making my way there, I met one of my former employees or house servants or whatever they call it in your language. She seemed to come towards me and want to talk to me. But I saw that she was much more beautiful and had much better looks than I, and I was ashamed of my appearance and avoided her. I did not want her, who had once been my maid, to now face me. I avoided her. Then I came into the house and here I met someone again who I knew and who knew me well. When he saw me, he laughed and sneered and told me the mistakes I was supposed to have had in life. He called me stingy, selfish, domineering and many other things. I was ashamed in front of the others. But I saw that everyone who was supposed to live with me also had bad looks and wore bad clothes like me. Well, I looked for a place, and I had no trouble finding one. The most disgusting names and sayings were shouted at me from all sides. I did not like it, but I had no way of escaping it. I then began to study something about how I could get out of this house and also look better and gain a better reputation among the others. But after all these speeches that were made, how one person accused the other of the mistakes in the life he had lived and how I was also told about all the things I was supposed to have done, it seemed impossible to me to get a better position. Yes, I then thought, a lot, I easily tried to pray so that I can be delivered from this condition and these conditions here. So I did, but it did not help me. I do not know how long I had to live in the house with these others who kept coming and asking me if I would come to earth with them. They would go here and there, it would be funny and interesting. We tried to disperse among the people and go with them, taking an interest in them. Every now and then I went along, and yet I was dissatisfied and then sought solitude again. But here too I found nothing that I could feel the slightest joy in or how I could get out of this poverty and these terrible circumstances. When we were once again together among people, suddenly a kind of lightning, I can only say it in your terms, came through us, and we were drawn back into the world beyond. We simply found ourselves back in that house. So most people were present when two beautiful, bright figures came into this room. They did not say much, just said they wanted to pray with us. I agreed to it immediately because I knew it could help me. But most of the others did not pray with them, they just did not listen. They spoke to each other and did not hear what these two beautiful creatures said. The two figures of light did not stay very long. They said some prayers with us and explained that we should remember them so that we could pray them on our own. I tried to remember these prayers and did as told. Then it went on for a long time and no one responded like that. So we went back to the earth, to the people and to where we were simply drawn. When the beautiful creatures came back, I prayed with them more zealously. They explained to us that those who wished to pray should move away from this room and gather some distance away from the house. Then a crowd went out of this house to the designated place. And then I again met the spirit that I knew from earthly life and who initially explained to me the mistakes that I had made in my life. Had gone, held up. He harassed me a lot. Well, I did not say anything this time, I wanted to avoid him. As I walked towards this place, I met for the second time the woman who had been in position with me and was now so beautifully dressed. I tried to avoid her again. I did not want her to see what I looked like. She sensed that I was withdrawing from her and she did not force herself on me. There were so many here. Then the two beautiful creatures prayed with us and explained to us that it was our punishment that we had to live here because we did not deserve it any other way. We now have enough time to think about our lives and the deeds and misdeeds we have done. If we would think about it, we would be better taught. We were not told anything other than that she would come back, would come here and continue to teach us. This other spirit now always sought to be near me in order to, I cannot say insulting, but he talked about me again and again and talked about my life, who I was and what I was like. I did not like that, but I had to endure it, I had no way of defending myself. Everyone else just laughed. So I realized, I was no longer a personality in this world, I was no longer anyone. Now, out of an inner desire to get out of the house as much as possible, I went to this place in the hope that these beautiful figures would come back. And that is how it was. But the other one really followed me and also came to the place. I pretended not to see him and did not listen to him. When the two beautiful figures were standing there again, I went to them and told them that this ghost was always bothering me. Then the two replied, "Yes, now think about what he says. You have to think not only about every sentence, but about every word, about everything he says, and you have to come to the conclusion that you have not acted rightly as a human being." I saw clearly that what I had done as a human being was not approved of in the divine world. because even as a child I was taught to look first for myself, and not myself. Stop thinking about the harm you do to others. This was my principle, that is how I went through life, and it got me to where I was now. This beautiful being said to me, if you try to think about your life and ask for forgiveness and apologize to the other person who was in your service and suffered under your domineering, perhaps he will become more lenient towards you. Try it. So I went to him and tried to talk to him, and I wanted to talk to him alone, without so many listeners. But then he just exclaimed out loud what I would have to say to him. I asked him to forgive me, I would be sorry and I would like to make it up to you. He just laughed and walked away, and it did not seem to me that he had forgiven me. Then I tried to spend more and more time in this garden to pray. But the others also came here, and this ghost also came and continued to laugh at me. Then this beautiful woman, who had once been in my service as my maid, came back. So I sought refuge with her. I had to ask her for protection and explained to her that I understood that I had acted unfairly, but that I would also have to pay for it here. I would be grateful to her if she would assist me. She then spoke to this other man, for she knew him well, and rebuked him. Strangely, he listened to her and then promised not to bother me anymore. When we were once again united and gathered in prayer and asked that God would forgive us our misdeeds and that he would show us mercy and that we would be led out of this house and that we could do some work, a whole crowd of spirits came. They were ready to take care of everyone. So every unfortunate spirit was taken care of by such a beautiful being in order to guide it. I also had this joy, and so the beautiful being led me away from this level and into another one that was not at all more beautiful. But here I could act more freely and I was no longer tied to these many siblings. So I no longer had to live with them in such a large room, but it was a different house. Let me explain it like this: it was cell to cell, and this beautiful figures went into such a cell with each individual. So this being stayed with me and explained to me what I had done wrong in life and that I had to sort it out point by point. I had to, let me explain it this way, write an essay about my life. Yes, I had to write. The creature then left me again and I had to stay in this cell. After a while it came back and read through the essay of my life and began to cross out, over and over again. It explained to me, this is not what you have to write, and this and that is not what you have to write either, and it started again from the beginning to talk about my mistakes in my life and explained to me, here, start again. So it took a long, long time for me to gain insight and realize what I had to write about. I did not even know my own mistakes. I only recognized it because this being supported me and explained again and again, on that day in the year so and so, you made the acquaintance of such and such people, and you had given this instruction, and you had in your house, I made this arrangement at home. And I should now see what I had said wrong and done wrong. Slowly I understood it, and less was deleted from my essay, until it got to the point where this being said, yes, now you have to read what you wrote at least 100 times so that you are aware of it. You should not forget it again. Because these insights could only be superficial. So I read it again and again and asked God to give me strength so that I could gain insight and strive upwards. How more I was willing to see my mistakes, how greater the help was and how smaller the distance became until this angelic being visited me again. It came more and more often as I became more insightful. Then it explained to me, now you can leave this house, and led me into a large palace on this level. Beautiful figures stood there. They seemed to me so noble, and they taught whole groups of brothers and sisters. So I was pushed in too, here, listen. And this we saw stood next to me. When the lesson was over, I was led away again. Then this creature accompanied me again into a house where I was allowed to live. But again, it was not a house for me alone. There were many siblings in this house, there were 10 of us in one room. But the room was large and neatly prepared. We got along well, we did not bother each other, because each of us was so far advanced in our endeavors. So I was happy to be together with 10 siblings in one room. From here I was then led to my tasks, to my work in the plan of salvation and redemption. It had been a long and difficult journey for me to get to this point. This beautiful creature who took care of me is called Mitter.